KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies. We're up to 79 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. A high of 93 with a heat index of 102. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Reminder, a heat advisory is in effect for the entire listening area beginning at 1 o'clock today and running through 9 this evening. In the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Friday approved extending a joint engineer agreement between Cass and Montgomery counties. Montgomery County Board of Supervisors have been looking for a full-time engineer ever since their engineer left in mid-April. Cass County Board Chair Steve Beyer explained the predicament Montgomery County is in.
The situation is they think they've got a candidate, but that candidate can't start on the job until September 1st. He's in private business right now. He's got projects that he's at a point where he needs to follow through a little bit more before he turns those over to a lieutenant. I think there's also some financial incentives that he's trying to reap from his existing job before he takes the new job.
The agreement means Cass County Engineer Charles Bechtold, who has served as the interim engineer for Montgomery County since mid-April, will continue to serve in what is essentially an administrative capacity that includes signing off on necessary paperwork and more. The original agreement between the counties was for 60 days. The board will leave it up to Bechtold to work out the finer details of his compensation and other related matters. In other business, the Cass County supervisors approved the closure or limiting access to a roadway through Marnie for the Ragbri weekend. The route M56 into Marnie is on the west side of town and comes out on the pavement. Marnie Fire Chief Josh Krause said they're expecting several thousand people coming through town, which necessitates keeping vehicle traffic off M56 in town until the event is over. The details about where detour signs will be placed is being left up to the Cass County Engineer's Office in coordination with the Iowa DOT. The Board of Supervisors yesterday also discussed and acted on the compensation of other employees in the Secondary Roads Department and agreed to provide those certain personnel with an increase in pay.
Okay, the motion that's on the table right now is for Rich Hansen and Dennis Vogel to receive 2.8% raises, Alice Ray to receive 3.85%. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I'll go along with the rest of the board.
Any opposed? Okay.
Carried unanimously.
Their board meeting became somewhat heated, though, when it became time to discussing the adoption of a new employee handbook. One such instance occurred between County Engineer Charles Bechtold and Supervisor John Hartkopf.
I'm just going to piggyback on what Tracy just said about and Darby, that we did have a subcommittee working on this in length, and did everybody read this thoroughly? John?
John. I read through it.
Okay. Thoroughly? Oh, no, I don't want to.
Oh, don't make a sarcastic comment like that, okay? Knock it off.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Here's my
point. Knock it off right now. I read it.
All right. So here's my point, is that as a committee, we
I'm not on the committee.
As a committee, we did not adopt what this is.
In the end, the board chair, Beyer, suggested the department heads take the time to review the handbook, make changes as necessary, and come back at the end of July or early August with their proposed revisions. In other business, the supervisors approved by a vote of 4-1 a $40 per month cell phone policy when personal phones are used for county business. Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand says his office has found more than $20,000 in questionable spending by the former president and treasurer of a Western Iowa Firefighters Association. The report released Friday identified $13,983 worth of improper spending and just over $6,900 of unsupported spending from the Bagley Firefighters Association's bank accounts. The report also identified $2,634 in undeposited collections. Matt Sutherland served as president and treasurer of the association when those questionable expenditures were made. Reports as Sutherland used the money to buy motorcycle gear, clothing, a wedding band, saddles, and other items through Amazon that were sent to Sutherland's home. Other purchases at stores included cigarettes, a vacuum, and dog food. Copies of the report have been filed with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement offices. The Iowa Supreme Court Thursday affirmed a lower court's judgment and a 20-year sentence for an Audubon woman and denied her conviction appeal. Samantha Bailey received a 20-year sentence for two counts of child endangerment, serious injury, and neglect or abandonment of a dependent person. The charges stem from an incident on April 9, 2017, when her grandchildren ate methamphetamine they found in Bailey's purse while searching for Easter eggs. The Supreme Court then transferred the case back to the Court of Appeals, which had previously denied the appeal. Audubon County Attorney Sarah Jennings says, in other words, the Supreme Court declined to hear the case and Bailey's prison sentence of 20 years was upheld. Bailey is currently out of custody on $15,000 bond, or was it last report, but was expected to turn herself in immediately. At that time, she'll be taken into custody and transferred to the Iowa Correctional Facility for Women in Mitchellville to begin serving her 20-year sentence. And two people were arrested late Friday morning in Adams County during an attempted traffic stop. The sheriff's office reports deputies saw a Pontiac Grand Prix traveling south on Highway 148 at around 9:30 a.m. and identified the driver as Jolene Most of Corning, who was known to have a suspended license. When deputies tried to stop the vehicle, Most pulled up to the residence of Damian Most in the 2600 block of Highway 48. Upon further investigation, it was found Jolene Most had been residing at the residence in violation of a no-contact order. She was arrested on the violation, and for three counts of driving while suspended, Most was transported to the Adams County Jail. And at around 10:35 a.m. Friday, Damian Most of Corning was arrested for violation of a no-contact order and permitting an unauthorized person to drive. He, too, was transported to the Adams County Jail. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey said yesterday that two Kansas City men had been indicted in connection with a $1 million conspiracy to steal 1,400 cell phones in dozens of separate burglaries, including three in southwest Iowa. On March 26th of 2019, a forced entry burglary occurred at the Chat Mobility in Red Oak. The same individuals deemed responsible for the Red Oak break-in also attempted to make entry or succeeded in doing so at Chat Mobility stores in Emerson and Clarinda. As a result of a multi-jurisdictional investigation among several southwest Iowa and multiple other state and federal agencies, 29-year-old Victor Chernetsky, a naturalized citizen of the Ukraine, and 29-year-old Brian C. Kirkendall II were charged in a five-count indictment returned by a federal grand jury in Kansas City, Missouri on Wednesday. The indictment replaces a criminal complaint filed June 14th. Chernetsky remains in federal custody without bond while Kirkendall was released on bond. The federal indictment alleges both men participated in a conspiracy to steal electronic devices, primarily cell phones, from stores in Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Illinois, and Oklahoma. As the phones were transported across state lines in order to sell them, both men were charged with transporting stolen property across state lines, with Chernetsky facing four counts and Kirkendall three counts. The indictment says both men committed 48 burglaries from November 21, 2018 to June 14, 2019, during which they stole about 1,401 electronic devices worth more than $1,008,742. In each instance, the stores were hit after hours, and the conspirators wore clothing designed to conceal their identity and limit any trace evidence behind. They also allegedly tried to unsuccessfully pry open a safe at one of the locations. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Iowa Cattlemen's Association report that applications for the Iowa Beef Heifer Award program are due no later than Monday, July the 1st. The program is designed to honor outstanding youth and future leaders of the beef industry. It was created to increase the interest and participation in the beef breeding heifer project by allowing youth to earn a certificate for the purchase of a breeding female. The program evaluates leadership and involvement in a breed organization and communities, as well as responsibilities and growth within their project. All 4-H, FFA, and Junior Association members who own and exhibit a market beef or breeding heifer at the Iowa State Fair are eligible to enter. Applicants may participate in one of the following breed divisions: Angus, Charolais, Galby, Hereford, Limousine, Maine Anjou, Red Angus, Sailors, Shorthorn, and Simmental. Finalists for each breed will need to participate in a personal interview to be held at the Iowa State Fairgrounds with a panel of judges. The winners will be announced during the selection of the Grand Champion 4-H Breeding Heifer. The winner of each breed division will receive a certificate for the purchase of a registered female sponsored by the Iowa State Fair and the respective State Breed Association. Show halters are presented to runner-ups and sponsored by Kent Veeds of Muscatine. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association coordinates the application process. Program guidelines and applications can be found on the ICA website at www.iacattlemen.org or by calling 515-296-2266. And again, the applications are due into the ICA office in Ames by no later than Monday, July 1st. Well, Illinois has voted to become the 11th state to legalize the recreational use of marijuana beginning in January. Law enforcement says that could create problems in Iowa, especially with students coming across state lines. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Bob Conrad says it'll be business as usual for them, even if people acquire marijuana legally in Illinois, whether the intention is for personal or distributional purposes.
If it happens that we have students or something coming to this location and they are bringing extra marijuana that they think they're going to sell, if they get caught, they will face the penalties of Iowa law.
He says state law here has not changed.
There is not a gray area where because you live 50 miles away where it's legal and you come here, that we're going to accept that.
Starting January 1st, 2020, the law in Illinois will allow residents 21 and older to have up to 30 grams of marijuana, and non-residents can have up to 15 grams. U of I enrollment figure showed more than 5,200 undergraduates from Illinois attend Iowa.
We do have a lot of Illinois students come to the University of Iowa. If they come here distributing it, they will be charged with distributing an illegal substance.
Conrad says it's important for students to understand that the Iowa law on distributing drugs apply to everyone within the state's borders.
I would caution anybody to be very careful because that carries some enhanced penalties that will be charged. Simple as that.
The penalties for possession of marijuana can carry up to 2 years in jail and a fine. Distribution is classified as a felony and could carry up to 50 years in jail. Trooper Conrad also expressed the concern for people driving impaired, especially if they decide to drive under the influence of marijuana. When you're behind the wheel high, he said, you're not driving okay. Trooper Conrad said it's not acceptable and our judgment is impaired. The way we do things and the way we think about things, the way we pull out in front of a car is completely different. If people are going to come into Iowa impaired, he said, we as the Department of Public Safety are going to do everything to keep those people safe. And the University of Iowa released a statement on the issue saying the possession and sale of marijuana is still illegal at the federal level and in Iowa. The U of I's residence halls are substance-free environments, and the possession of illegal drugs is prohibited. We encourage students to follow the rules, make healthy choices, and seek out the help of alcohol and drug education services on campus if they are struggling. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.